This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast, and I'm Brian, and as always, this is...
Johnny.
Wait, John, hold on. Oh, no, yeah, you're always there.
Okay. Is there a replacement?
No.
I got things to do.
Hold on. Let's be honest. There's no replacing you.
Well, that's true.
Because you're... How did you just put it? Perfection.
Almost
perfection. That's right. So...
My knees suck.
But everybody's knees suck, so doesn't that make you perfect then by the fact that everybody's knees
maybe
suck?
Maybe, yes.
So, there you go.
Yes.
So, ladies, even though he's taken, he is the perfect specimen.
All men should follow my lead.
What's happening, man?
I needed, like, an Ebony Maw to just, like, announce me before I arrive.
Dude, so I want to go get his monologue from one of the two monologues from Infinity War.
Yeah.
And make that my ringtone. So when the phone, instead
that
of it.
Would be, like, a long ringtone.
Well, so I have the, you know, I have the modem dial-up sound right now.
Well, right, yeah.
So just to change it up a little bit. But did you get that figure? You ordered it.
I ordered it.
From Pulse?
Yeah.
Cool.
It'll be here in a couple weeks. Because I guess everybody ordered it.
Yeah. That's the only one I want from this wave.
Yeah.
There's
two I don't want, but I'm going to get them all to just build Thanos. I do like the Thanos in the armor.
Is it? Oh, okay. So does he have the helmet, too?
It's
is there
all,
a head with
attached.
The helmet? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I think that's the piece that comes with Hercules.
Oh.
Is that one.
So that way you have to buy Hercules?
Oh, I was going to buy Hercules either way.
So. His axe thing looks cool.
I have the Hercules from the earlier Legends when Hasbro first started doing them.
Yeah.
I forget which build a figure that was.
There was a funny... So we're recording this on the 2nd. There was a funny April Fool's thing about Mattel taking over the Hasbro line.
I didn't see any of those.
And then, you know, it's like... All the comments were like...
Nobody was fooled by that one.
Well, no, but all the comments were like, well, maybe they should, versus... And then the response is that, like, do you guys not remember what it was like last time Mattel had Marvel? So...
That's been years ago.
It was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Toy Biz had them in the 90s.
Right.
So that's when even, like, the... 4-inch, 5-inch figures they were doing were pretty nice.
Yeah.
So I mean,
the article went as far as to be like, yeah, they're going to bring back the 4- and 5-inch figures and everything. Like, you know, and nobody was buying it, but...
Nobody believes stuff. It's called April Fools for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one day of the year that you believe the internet less than you already believe it.
Right, yeah.
So, like, there's a 50-50 chance of things being...
Although most people aren't savvy to the internet, so...
But, well, I was going to say, there's a 50-50 chance that things will be correct most of the year. I might be optimistic, I don't know.
Yeah.
But on April Fool's Day, just assume it's all a lie.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right,
365 days a year, assume it's all a lie.
Exactly. what's the old saying? Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear, or something like that?
Half
of what you hear and none of what
one,
you see. I don't know. All right. So we are.
What is it?
We're 8 days from leaving for a celebration
Avengers
and 9 days
Endgame.
From it starting. Endgame tickets went on sale today.
Are on sale and fans are losing it. Why?
Well, Fandango crashed. That was one.
I don't get it.
So I think some of the theaters, too, were kind of slow on the uptake for putting their times out. Like, for when they're going to be showing.
Everybody around here had the times.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just type Google Avengers Endgame Showtimes, it brings up everything.
Yeah.
Here's the next. Here, what's this?
Yeah.
Which match will steal the show at WrestleMania Live on the WWE Network? And it's got Ronda versus Charlotte versus Becky, Rollins versus Lesnar, Triple H versus Batista, Styles versus Orton.
It's the ladies. They're the main event.
Will it's they to, steal the show?
Oh, absolutely. Because they are. So last night on Monday Night Raw, they had a gigantic brawl, the three of them.
Oh, yeah.
Where security
is
came
this
out.
Ronda?
Yeah. Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Oh, okay. Is that she's using the.
Are you looking at a picture?
I was just looking at the video. The video is.
Yeah.
Like a movie preview at this point.
Yeah. So the security came out. They beat security down. Cops came out. They started beating the cops down. They got handcuffed, and then they're handcuffed and they're still fighting. They dragged them to the back. They're fighting the whole time. The I'm using air quotes here. Cops. Put Becky and Ronda in the back seat of the same car. They start kicking each other. Nice. Ronda ends up in the front seat of a car and steps on the gas with her arms tied behind her, handcuffed behind her back, and crashes.
Remember when Ronda actually was a professional fighter.
Well, and then...
Now she is an actor.
I will say this. Ronda was like leaning out the window yelling, and Charlotte came from out of nowhere and just kneed her in the side of the head. And like, I mean, it looked brutal. So she bounced her head off the side of the door. It was pretty cool.
No damage
incurred. Oh, well, no. But yeah, no. Dude, WrestleMania is going to be 8 hours long. There's like 17 matches.
What is it, the Super Bowl now?
Dude, it's bigger than the Super Bowl.
It's not bigger than the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, as far as like the amount of time they spend.
Well, because they're doing it on the WWE Network, and they just run all day.
So it's going to be like the pre-show, and then like the pre-pre-show, and then the pre-show match.
Right.
And then it'll get into the actual event. But it's crazy. But like a regular pay-per-view is like 5 hours now anyway. Like really? They've gotten way out of control. And there's one every, what is it, 6-7 weeks, something like that.
So how many a year then?
13, 15.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's a lot. There's a lot. And then you have like NXT, NXT UK, you know, that are both WWE brands with their own.
There's the IDK.
Which is the International.
And then there's the IDC, which is the I don't care.
Wait, what's the IDK then?
I don't know.
Oh. yeah, so I don't know. So Seth Rollins, speaking of wrestling and kind of superhero stuff like we normally talk about, at last year, around the time when Infinity War came out, came out with like Thanos gear.
Okay.
And his boot, his left boot, was the Infinity Gauntlet with like the gems on it. It was kind of cool. You know, Finn Balor has come out with like essentially dressed as Venom.
They all do comic book stuff.
I mean, Alexa Bliss was like had an Iron Man get up for a long time.
Fought, well, yeah. Whatever.
Stardust, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
But
they're friends in real life.
They are. Well, and Cody's not with WWE anymore. He started his own promotion, AEW. So
another one.
All Elite Wrestling.
Another one.
But, yeah, lots of fun stuff. Now what are you looking at?
I was looking at that a post you actually posted on the Infamous Podcast Twitter. Josh Brolin prepping for the role.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing in that picture. Nothing in that picture.
Did you see the post that Joe Russo, that IGN put out about the Joe Russo quote with Tom Holland? So he said, "We don't give Tom Holland the script. We don't tell Tom Holland who he's working with.
That.
We don't even tell him the context of the scene he's in because he can't keep his damn mouth shut."
Right? Yeah. Yeah. They don't tell him anything.
No, which is hilarious because he's like the sweetest kid ever.
Tom, just improvise.
Yeah.
Just improvise.
Tom, just be really charismatic.
Be really sorry in this scene. Be really sorry.
Yeah. Now, Tom, we're going to give you this puppy. Now we're going to take the puppy away. Be sad.
Feel like you've just been kicked in the nuts by Thanos.
Yeah.
And that'll be what you're feeling when the spider sense is tingling.
So, Tom, you know how you wanted to go back to England when you were done here? What if we told you you're not allowed to go back to England?
It doesn't matter.
And you have to spend the rest of your life in Mississippi.
What's wrong with Mississippi?
No idea. It was just the first state that popped in my head.
What's wrong with Mississippi?
Well, if you're from Alabama, they say at least they're not from Mississippi.
But if you're from Georgia, you say, at least I'm not from Alabama.
Well, and I think if you're from Mississippi, you say, at least I'm not from Alabama, too. Wow. So, anyway, just a joke. Mm-hmm. Just a joke. But, yeah. I don't know. Have you been watching all of the Endgame trailers?
Pretty much.
So, I only watched the first one.
I've already figured the damn movie out.
Yeah, I don't want to hear, no, like, your theory.
It's... They're being very, like... The one thing, and you knew it because as soon as Captain Marvel shows up and you see Valkyrie, you know that Tony and Nova or Nebula are going to make it back to Earth. And that, so the newest one has where it shows Tony and Steve talking.
Oh, they're making up.
Oh, they give each other bro hugs and you know, high fives and everything.
So is this going to be the new relationship people ship for Cap instead of Bucky?
Cap and Tony.
So, would that be Coney?
Ooh, okay.
No?
Or would it be Stony?
Oh, there you go. Steve and Tony.
Yeah, all right. Otherwise, you're looking at Chiron Man? Chiron Man?
Chiron Man? Okay.
Chiron Man.
Captain Man? But, all right. So, do you want to do some predictions?
On,
like,
well, here first, Umbrella Academy got season 2.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's awesome. That was great news.
Have you watched the preview for The Dead Don't Die?
I don't even know what that is.
You need to watch the preview for The Dead Don't Die.
Is it a Netflix or?
It's a new zombie movie, and it has Kylo Ren and Bill Murray in it.
Okay.
And they're playing cops.
Zombie cops?
No, just cops.
The Dead Don't Die.
Yep, The Dead Don't Die. Watched that trailer yesterday.
When does that come out?
In the summer? I forget when, but it's in the summer.
The Dead Don't Die trailer.
The zombie cast is full of awesomeness. Oh, Danny Glover's in it.
Let's see, Danny Glover's in it? Yeah. All right, I'm putting it on. We're going to get my live reaction while I'm watching this. Okay. I like how the zombies just kind of went right into the... Oh, Chloe Sevigny.
Just watch. It'll explain that too.
Okay.
I like the way that he says ghouls.
Gorgeous. Oh my.
Why?
Are you in this together?
She's painting their faces up.
Don't joke. It's really, really creepy.
Selena Gomez.
Uh huh.
Steve Buscemi. Okay, so I don't understand how people... Is that Iggy Pop?
Yes.
And Bernadette Peters?
No, that was Carol King.
Oh, that is Carol King. You're right. I always get them mixed up. Tilda Swinton? Ah. Tom Waits, nice. I love his just deadpan delivery.
It's Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
It's the Kylo Ren delivery.
The road to survival.
Excuse me. Those are some pretty good cuts. You played some minor league ball, didn't you? A little class A. It was a long time ago.
Nice. June 14th.
June 14th.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, I seen it yesterday, and I was just like, "Oh boy."
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of a good like zombie comedy movie.
I think it's funny that Bill Murray's in a zombie comedy movie.
Well,
Bill
especially Murray after Zombie Day or Zombie Land.
Yeah.
All right. I really like Adam Driver.
And then Kylo Ren.
Yeah, I like how you just call him Kylo Ren.
Ghouls.
Did you ever see?
What does he have another name?
Adam Driver.
Who's Adam Driver?
The actor that plays Kylo Ren.
It's Kylo Ren just playing in movies now.
Matt the Technician.
Matt the Technician is one of the roles that Kylo Ren played.
I really like.
I
want to
hack IMDb now and just
change it.
Change
it
where
it's just do it to his Wikipedia
Adam
page.
Adam Driver's name is now Kylo Ren.
Just go to his Wikipedia page and make that.
Would
edit.
I make him mad? So. Would he punch a wall if I just at Kylo?
He'd take a helmet and smash it against an elevator
every
control
time he
panel.
Sees James Earl Jones or any of the other actors who played Darth Vader, he just calls him grandfather.
He calls Hayden Christensen grandfather.
That would be awesome.
So.
Just like show up at a show or something. A
right,
and
right,
like,
right.
Grandfather.
I've come to finish what you started. Did you ever see This Is Where It Ends with him and Jason Bateman and Tina Fey
yeah.
and Jane Fonda
yeah, where
and
he
Dax?
Played, where he played the off-the-wall druggy brother?
Well, he wasn't a druggy
well,
necessarily.
He had been
yeah.
addicted to something.
Well, I mean, they all smoked weed. It was
well,
he,
yeah,
it's
they
more,
alluded that he was not.
He was addicted to ladies.
Well, that
so when he was dating Connie Britton.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. And then the other really good one with him that I really liked lately was Logan Lucky.
I haven't watched that one.
With him and Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
That was really good. And there was, what was the other one he was in? It was
at
like,
least he's not getting like typecast and
no.
anything really weird.
He was in this movie with Ben Stiller.
He was?
Maybe it was Ben Stiller. It was I just went to look him up on IMDb and
Kylo
I typed
Ren.
In Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
his,
you for that. I appreciate
his
that.
His name is Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
If you typed in Kylo Ren, what comes up? Did you actually finish it?
I typed
finish
in
what you started.
I typed in Kylo and then I did press where it said Kylo Ren.
Kill the past.
And it's just Kylo Ren, Kylo Ren.
Why does Taylor Schilling come
so,
up when I type Kylo Ren in?
I don't know. That's funny. But he was in this movie where he was like a total hipster. And it was, I want to say it was Ben Stiller.
So here, this is weird. I typed in Kylo Ren and hit search.
Yeah.
The first one's Taylor Schilling.
Okay.
The second one's Taylor Swift. And the third one's Taylor Sheridan. How's Kylo and Taylor?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why he's mad. He wanted to be named Taylor. I did not want to be named Ben. Ben Solo.
Okay, it's called While We Were Young, and it starred Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts, and then Amanda Seyfried. How do you say it?
However you want to.
Was his girlfriend.
She'll correct you when you're in the room with her.
And she and Adam were these hipster kids, and Ben Stiller was a documentarian, and they kind of like befriend him and then use him so Adam can like jump further in his career. It was a really good movie.
42 credits. So. Wow.
Yeah, he's been in a lot. Did you ever watch Girls?
No.
No.
I didn't have any interest in that show.
But yeah, no, like I said, I've liked a lot of the stuff I've seen him in. Typically when
Oh, he was on an episode of Law and Order.
Was he?
Played Robbie Vickery.
That's a name.
Boom 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 boom.
I've never watched Law and Order. None of them.
I used to watch the original one.
Yeah?
He was in J. Edgar.
Was he really?
He was in Lincoln?
Oh, he's in Black Klansman. That's the one I was looking forward
Black
to seeing.
Yeah.
That'll be on HBO soon, so I'm looking forward to watching that.
Yeah, he was in... He played Samuel Beckwith in Lincoln, and
he
played Walter Lyle in J. Edgar.
Cool. I liked him in Inside Llewyn Davis. That was good.
He's in that movie, too.
I liked him in Star Wars.
Did you?
I did. I like Kylo. I think he's a cool character. I hope they don't redeem him.
I think the story of Kylo Ren is more what they should have focused on.
Rather than Rey?
He played a character on The Simpsons called Adam Sackler.
Okay. He was in an episode of Bob's Burgers called Art the Artist.
He's played Kylo Ren multiple times.
Yeah, in the video game.
Even his character in Logan Lucky sounds like Kylo Ren. Clyde Logan?
Yeah.
Come on. Just call him Kylo Ren.
Kylo Logan.
The man who killed Don Quixote.
I didn't see that one.
Did it come out?
Oh.
Was it released?
Maybe not.
It's listed as being 2018, but I don't ever
see it. Yeah, I don't remember seeing it. I don't know if that one came out. Anyway. So they have
In episode 9, he's playing Kylo Ren.
Weird. So, speaking of Star Wars and Kylo Ren.
Any trivia on
did he go to the celebration last one, the
no,
Orlando?
No.
Man, I would love it if he'd show up.
Him and Oscar Isaac were two of the ones who didn't show up, I believe.
There's a rumor that Oscar Isaac's going to show up at 9. Or at
Wait, any of them could be Chicago. Walking around with a stormtrooper helmet on.
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen did it at the third one.
So what you're saying is we should just walk up to all
stormtroopers. Pull every stormtrooper helmet off. But they can't be wearing the armor. They just are wearing like a t-shirt. Hayden walked around with his brother.
Yeah.
With just the helmet on. And just like a Star Wars shirt and jeans on. And that I seen pictures after the fact. And that, but you know. I guess Mark Hamill's not going to be there.
I wonder why.
He's probably filming a show. The show that he does on History Channel.
Oh, I didn't know he had a show on the History Channel.
The Knights Show, whatever it's called.
Yeah, interesting.
I forget the name of it. I'm sorry, Mark.
Way to go.
He could be recording his Chucky lines, too.
Oh, yeah. He's the voice of Chucky coming up. That's kind of cool.
What is that show called now? Whoa. Yeah. That was me almost dropping the phone, in case you're wondering.
To the people at home who are wondering what
that sound was. A week later, I'm still like, damn, I dropped my phone.
Have you broken a phone yet?
Oh, yeah. The one that...
Oh, you did, yeah.
Down the steps. It wouldn't charge right. It was charging, but it wouldn't stay charged. Nightfall is the name of the show. He plays an older knight that is training the younger generation. And he's mean. I haven't watched it yet, but like commercials...
That sounds familiar.
I don't know.
He may have done that in another property.
Season 2 is coming on.
Cool.
That's cool that season 2. So Tom Cullen is the only name I recognize.
Tom Cullen.
Yeah, it was in an episode of Black Mirror, Downton Abbey.
Oh, okay.
And it looks interesting, but I don't know what it's about because they don't give too much away in the preview.
Yeah.
It just looks like there's like some kind of civil war going on. So, I don't know. It'll be one that I watch on their app or something eventually. Yeah.
Speaking of ones to watch on the app, my Farscape rewatch.
Yeah.
I'm still only in season 2.
I started watching Resistance. Taking my time. Yesterday I went to go watch Resistance. Star Wars Resistance.
Oh, yeah.
So I started.
Did they take it down?
Yeah. All but one episode.
Bastards.
Unless there was some kind of glitch yesterday.
I don't know.
Maybe they were April fooling me.
You want to watch Star Wars Resistance? April Fools.
No, they said it like Watto. They were like, you'll want to watch Star Wars Resistance? Roll of the dice.
What's wrong with you?
That's how Watto talked.
I know. It's just funny. You do that good. That should be your voice at work.
Yeah, would go over real well.
I watched, what did I watch? I watched that documentary about Elizabeth Holmes. The Out for Blood on HBO.
Elizabeth Holmes.
She was the CEO at Theranos, where like she's under like indictment for a bunch of fraud charges and stuff. Okay. Where it's a whole Silicon Valley thing.
So they have Keri Russell's name listed on here. Her character's name is listed now.
Yeah.
On IMDb.
Interesting.
Need to bring your volume down.
Yeah. So I didn't mean to do that. Yeah. Zoli. They only have one episode up. So.
Yeah. All right. So guess I won't be watching that.
Not until you get the DVDs.
Yeah.
On Black Friday.
They reload it. Yeah. On there. They will have to.
That seems weird.
So she's playing a character named Zori.
Zori?
Hmm.
They gave alien. It a name already, huh?
She might.
Is Lupita going to be back as Maz?
Yeah. Lupita's listed as Maz Kanata.
Very cool. Are you hoping
she cannot be in a scene, except on a video screen somewhere?
Yeah. Are you hoping they show us a nice extended trailer or what?
I don't know. I you know, if we get into it, obviously.
Did you put which groups? Which one did you do?
The one I did by myself was Star Wars Land.
Yeah,
because I was like, either way, I wanted to. You know, try to get into that one because eventually I'll get there. But the other ones I just put on the thing.
Yeah.
This is just a weird... Like, they have, the cast is like everybody, you know, listed.
Right.
And then Richard E. Grant. But he doesn't have, like, you know...
No name.
Snoke. Snoke. He's the true Snoke.
Snoke Jr.
So, no, he's the true Snoke, and Snoke was just a Wizard of Oz type thing.
It was like a
force. Or Richard E. Grant is going to be like Snoke's master. Yeah. Kylo dies.
Darth Jar Jar.
Kylo dies.
See, I'd be all right with that.
Would you be okay if Kylo died redeeming himself?
I don't know. See, like everybody gets mad about like the whole idea that The Force Awakens was a retread, right? And I don't agree with that.
Like, how much of it is a retread? Really?
I think it's because the idea of
Starkiller Base is a giant Death Star.
Yeah, and that you have.
But it didn't take a force wielder flying down a trench to do that one in.
Correct. It took a bunch of humans.
Just took there was aliens.
It took an alliance of
give Asti his due. He did die.
Yeah,
he did die to get Poe Dameron into that trench. The desert planet.
Yeah, I think there was that the fact that like
an abandoned droid,
the force wielding.
I'm trying to think of like all the similarities, and it's only like five or six.
So the reason why I don't want to see him redeemed, right, is
what if it wasn't like a redemption, like, you know, everybody's like, hey, Kylo Ren's our friend now, but it was like if there's something more evil than him that he is fighting and they both die.
I think the only way that works if he does it literally to save Rey, to do something.
I don't want that.
You know,
that's like romance.
So you don't want to ship them at all.
I don't want the romance ship relationship thing.
So maybe he does it.
Let's speak in English. Relationship. A ship thing is like a ship is what you sail on. Yeah. Well, a starship is what you fly on in space. Or a spaceship.
Yeah.
An ocean ship is something you cruise on the ocean.
Okay, okay.
A river ship.
Okay, that's my way.
Relationship is something you get into.
I gotcha.
I don't want. I never wanted that. Like, yeah. I thought that was one of the funny parts of The Last Jedi. That's the chuckle part for me, is them doing like, you know, what you're like, are they trying to do this? And I'm thinking like, what happens when they reveal that they're brother and sister? Oh, wait. George Lucas already did that.
Cousins.
That would be cool.
So
I'd be cool with that.
It turns out she really was Luke's daughter.
And turns out that her mom was Mara Jade.
And Mara Jade pops ran. In. And
she ran.
Mara ran?
Mara ran with, because she was afraid that what happened with Kylo would happen with, or Ben. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Kylo. I meant to call you by
what,
the Ben.
What happened with Jaina?
Yeah. No, it was Jason.
No. But they'll name her Jaina. Her real name will be Jaina. Because they already named, you know, they gave Ben to.
Yeah, but they should have called him Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
They shouldn't have called him Ben.
No, I thought, like, Ben didn't make any sense for it to be Han and Leia's kid. Or maybe what it'll turn out is he was Luke's son all along.
It should have been Lando.
Yeah?
Yeah. He should have been Lando Solo.
Yeah. Or Lobaka. Name him after Chewie's wife.
That was Chewie's son.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't remember what Chewie's wife's name was.
But yeah.
No, I just, the Ben thing made partial sense, but
it just seemed weird.
Why didn't they just name him Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
I would rather have been Obi-Wan Solo.
Well, the only one who knew him as Ben was Luke.
Yeah.
So
did Luke get to name him? They were like, Luke, you're the Jedi Master. What's this kid's name?
Luke, we have an inkling he's strong in the Force. Yeah, what shall you name him?
I think that every kid born to somebody who's a Force wielder has some kind of Force ability. That's just a probability that's probable to be good.
I wonder why that would be.
How many years do you want this to take place after?
Five.
Five?
5 years. And
Is
I want
Leia dead?
Yes.
But she's still got holograms popping up.
Or flashbacks. And it's 5 years. The Resistance is rebuilt, so we don't need to see them going through like a rebuilding phase.
Obviously, you've watched some of the cartoon, and I've watched enough now to get an idea. Would you want characters to be mentioned from the cartoon?
I would like to see like an older Kaz maybe even show up.
Yeah. Okay. The actor who plays Kaz could play an older Kaz.
Yes, absolutely. Which I think is why they cast him.
Yeah.
you know, maybe we get Ahsoka, like an old lady Ahsoka showing up would be neat. Sure. I like, you know, all right. So here's the thing.
So would you like Ezra Bridger to just come flying in with a lightsaber and take off like Kylo's arm or something?
Dude, if Ezra Bridger showed up.
Yes.
I would jump up in the theater and do the Anakin. Woohoo!
Nerd.
So like Ezra with Kanan's Force ghost behind him or something. No.
Do you go into this movie with like any kind of hesitation?
No.
Before we go to Celebration, and obviously you'll see stuff because right. they'll play stuff on the video screens and all that. It's not like they're going to show the trailer and then not show the trailer to the rest of the masses who aren't in that theater.
Right, because you guys said last time at Celebration it was just on a
loop.
So
there's three stages. So if you don't get into the live stage, there's two stages where you can watch it. Yeah. So it's like either way you're going to see it.
Right.
And then it's going to show up later in the weekend.
Right.
Or somebody's going to have their damn phone out and just, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch it on
shaky screen.
Like I'll watch it on my phone from like YouTube or something, but I'm not going to watch it on YouTube from someone else's phone. But yeah, I'll be honest, like,
now, what are you hoping to see in a trailer?
What am I hoping to see in a trailer?
Let's go that way.
Sure.
Instead of, do you have hesitation? Who didn't like or didn't feel that great about Last Jedi, like, I'm not a hater of Last Jedi.
And neither
am
not, I.
I'm not a hater, but it's not my favorite Star Wars movie.
I think, okay, so here's the beauty of what Ryan.
And I think I'm going to watch it before I go.
I'm going to
Haven't watched it since I've seen it in a theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've seen it 3 times in 6 days.
Oh, I forgot.
It was overkill.
Yeah.
And it literally was, you know, every time I came out with somebody else, because I've seen it by myself, I've seen it with my sister, I've seen it with my girlfriend.
Right.
When I came out with my sister, it was the parts I didn't like the first time or the parts I didn't like the second time. When I seen it with my girlfriend, I was like, the parts I didn't like the first time and the second time, I still don't like.
Right.
My sister's question was, what was with all the animals? I don't know. Ryan Johnson liked to spend all the money on CGI creatures.
Yeah.
So
jumping ahead 5 years, right? Yeah. What I want to see is I want to see some semblance of an organization that is the Resistance now.
Yeah. They realized they were defeated and now they've come back and they're like, we're kicking some ass.
I would like a sweet like pan over shot with like a bunch of A-wings and X-wings and maybe a B-wing or two hanging out.
The ghost.
Like, dude, again, I would jump up. Woo-hoo!
Like, even if they didn't show any characters, if they showed the ghost and they were like gone. Like, the one thing that, like, to do a retread on is if they're running or they're on the run, I would hope to see them like on Endor or on Yavin or something. Like,
Hoth.
we're using an old base. We're going to use an old base, and that's where our Resistance was based out of.
Right.
So, like, you know, see somebody on one of those planets. But then, like, I want to see some new stuff.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
I don't want retread because retread on retread is just blah.
What I'd like to see out of this first trailer.
Hopefully there's no Starkiller Base 2.
A half-finished planet.
Yeah, like, you know. We got it dug out. The contractors quit. They realized who we are.
So I would like to see kind of like, you know, you're putting a chessboard up, right?
Sure.
So a sweeping shot of like the Resistance base and maybe like some Resistance soldiers running around, and it's not all humans.
Well, right. Yeah.
You know, and then the same thing with the First Order, and maybe you have Hux and Kylo. Like, you see them, like, over, like, Hux is, like, just to the back of Kylo, giving him a dirty look.
Supreme Leader.
And Supreme Leader Ren is,
Or he would be Supreme Leader Kylo, because Ren is the Darth.
Designation, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hold out hope, and I'm not, like, super, like, I won't be aggro if they don't show up. I would like to see the Knights
of
Ren.
Aggro?
Aggravated.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to see
the... Speak the English.
Well, that is English, just
no,
the other side of the pond English. Anyway, I would like to see the Knights of Ren in the first trailer.
Flashback?
I don't care. Either way.
Do you feel like we really need the Knights of Ren?
I don't. it's more morbid.
It's like Praetorians. I mean,
well, see,
and that's where I say the Praetorians were the Knights of Ren.
Well, we both had that thought process, that because he turned on them when he killed Snoke,
right?
So, yeah, I don't know. I would like to see the Knights of Ren just because I love the idea of the Knights of Ren. Yeah, so it's like the Purge.
Well, they would be like Inquisitors. They would just be a bunch of Inquisitors, pretty much.
And I want to see a trailer where the First Order has created a galaxy in peril, where the Resistance is actually needed.
Where people are begging for help.
Where they are. Where it's like, you know.
In a world.
In a galaxy.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
Yeah.
The Star Wars world.
Yeah. I would like to see that. I tell you what I don't want to see is a huge tie-in to Star Wars. Unless they're being eaten. I don't want to see huge tie-in to Star Wars land in this movie.
Batuu?
Yeah. I'm okay if they avoid Batuu.
In the books.
It is. Yeah. So,
The only way that you see Batuu is if that's their base.
Yeah.
Which, if that's their base, that's their base.
That's their base.
But just from reading the description of Batuu in the second Thrawn, which I'm like midway through... Batuu is not a place where you put a base at.
No.
It's out on the edge.
Right.
Out on the, you know, the wild lands. But that's the place you hide.
Wild space.
That's the place you hide if you're Resistance.
This is wishful thinking, but I'd like to see the idea of Thrawn. Like, maybe not Thrawn.
A Chiss.
Maybe not Thrawn alive, but Thrawn having some semblance of the Empire, which the First Order then... has co-opted, conscripted, if you will.
Or Thrawn working with the Resistance because he's like, that's not my empire.
Which would be awesome as well. So, I'm excited for the movie because, like you, I didn't hate The Last Jedi, and I've been rewatching the movies here and there, and I really enjoyed The Force Awakens. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing what JJ does this time out.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, the best thing that Rian Johnson did in the movie was he just made it 1 to 3 days, right? It wasn't like a big, expansive adventure. It was really kind of a pretty...
But I think that's what made people not like it.
Well, right. But when I think it's a good thing that he did, is it opens up JJ to tell a more complete story.
Like, if you look at Star Wars, if you say the word Star Wars, you think of an adventure.
Right.
Like you're on an adventure. Mm-hmm. And that, which spans over, you know, months or years.
Right. The Last Jedi was the galaxy's slowest spaceship chase.
The Last Jedi was a Star Trek episode.
Yes. Very much so.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that's why I feel like I wasn't super mad at it because I'm a fan of Star Trek as well as Star Wars.
I think
Wars.
Rian Johnson got confused as to which property he was directing.
Wait a minute.
Just like JJ with 2009, right? That was a Star Wars movie.
It's the thing where Ryan went, is this a sequel to JJ's Star Trek, right? Why is Princess Leia here?
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't know. He thought you know, the Porgs were Klingons.
And I didn't read the article. Someone wrote an article that I seen the title of that was, does Star Wars exist in the Star Trek universe as a fictional story? And I'm like, yes.
Sure.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But World War III happened, and, you know, this trilogy didn't happen, obviously, because World War III is going on right now in the Star Trek.
2019 to 2026 something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, yeah.
I shouldn't know.
Maybe
that,
World War III started because of The Last Jedi?
Ooh. No, it started because of Episode 9.
Khan was mad.
Khan was pissed off. God damn it, Rian Johnson. With Hell's Hawk.
I still don't understand why people like Looper. I watched it again.
I haven't
seen
Looper.
That since I was in the theater, and I watched that, and I'm just
I enjoyed
schlocky.
Looper.
It's really just like a B movie. It is.
And that's kind of why I liked it.
But I'm like, you didn't expand enough on the story.
No. So
that's his problem. I think that's where Rian Johnson trips, is he doesn't expand enough on his idea.
Yeah.
Like, here's my idea. I'm going to shoot it. Okay.
Or here's most of my idea.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Like, I just put a bunch of post-its on the wall with ideas and just put them all together as one movie.
So, like, I do wireframing for computer systems for a living, right?
Sure.
He just shoots his wireframe. He doesn't fill in any.
So
is
a wireframe like a family tree type thing?
No, yeah, kind of. It's more like an image goes here, text goes here, like button, yeah. You know. So, and then like, you know, I go from there and I fill in the story, right?
Yeah.
So, and then I create visual comps.
So you're making comic books.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Just not as cool.
Yeah.
Just for pharmacy systems.
Woo!
Anyway, but yeah, I'm interested in what the
you
title
like the
is going to be.
More, don't you?
I do like the random casts. I think random casts are fun, especially because I haven't had time to do research for a couple of things I really want to do, and I haven't.
Oh, you don't tell me these things.
Either. I know.
Might help if you communicate.
I'm not going to lie.
I like random casts just because I can throw a subject out and just be like, here we go.
Yep. That's the fun part of it. I'm interested in the title because they're definitely going to release that.
The Revenge of the Wrens.
The Wrens.
Return of the Wrens.
Return of the Wrens.
Return of the Wrens.
I'm so bad at making up titles for things. So
An Old Hope.
An Old Hope.
That would be Ezra Bridger and Ahsoka Tano.
Right. Like Hope Reborn, like, you know, but like I hope they don't I really am hoping it's not something cheesy.
Resistance is futile.
Resistance is mandatory.
There you go.
So
okay. So and because people didn't like her at all, how much of the movie do you hope Rose Tico is in?
Okay. So
I want Rose Tico to be like she's been with another resistance group and she finally gets back with Finn. Their group with yeah. Finn and them. Doesn't love him anymore. Like hates him for some reason.
Yeah.
And like, you know, maybe she looks a little beat up and like scarred or something.
So
and then she's a little bit more of a badass character.
I liked Lone Tran as an actress.
Yeah.
I thought she did a really good job with what she was given to do.
I thought she was fine, but another one where the relationship thing. Like,
I think she's.
How do you fall in love with somebody in a day and a half?
Well, I don't know, but I think she's adorable, right?
It's because they like, rode horses together,
right? So okay, so I think she's adorable. I think she's a good actress.
Sure.
Like, I think Rian Johnson did not think her part out.
No,
and,
back to the wireframing,
and did not really think out like okay. I have these two characters. I want to bring them together in some way.
Right.
Romantic or otherwise. How do I do that? And how do I eat up 45 minutes of screen time doing it?
Canto Bight.
And so I agree with you. I would like to see her having like gone off and like leading her own cell.
Or just
and
like
come
gone
back
off because like her sister died and her people need her and
sure.
Like, you know.
But I would like to see her as a very capable like leader of like Saw Gerrera in Clone Wars, the cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I would love to see her come back. Whole, not with like, you know, robot arms or legs.
Oh
or
no, I just
like
want
that.
Like a scar running
like,
down.
A,
her
a cool
face
scar
maybe or something.
Or a little gray. Like maybe
yeah,
like premature
cool.
gray.
Yeah.
I don't want the ponytail. I would really like her hair to either be like longer or
like
really
cut short,
angularly cut like military.
Or just cut short military.
So like a Renda Price's hair in Rebels, right?
Yeah.
Like something like along sure. that line. So and I want her to be militant.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like she hates
yeah.
she hates Finn. She
but,
hates Rey because Finn loves Rey.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the relationship I would have liked to seen develop.
The
because I felt like that was a relationship that actually could have worked
yeah.
out in a way.
But no, they're gonna try and put her like they're gonna try and do like some sort of a love triangle with her and Kylo and Oscar Isaacs.
Poe Dameron?
Yeah.
Or Apocalypse.
Dealer's
what if
choice.
Apocalypse shows up?
What if he just turns purple and becomes
that speech gives that speech like that. No more weapons. No more empire.
No more force.
Yeah.
But
yes, that would be awesome. No
cool
more force.
Be? Yeah. So,
like, just everybody with midichlorians is dead now.
They just all drop like the virus onto the, like the alien spaceship trope.
I watched that the other night. That's why I brought that up. Apocalypse.
Did you watch the new? Okay. Quick change.
We're all over. We're just all
did
over.
Did you watch Okay, so I've been watching all of the trailers for Dark Phoenix, right?
I watched the European trailer, which I thought was done much better than the American version. Because
I'm trying to like this movie and be excited for it.
You don't have to like it.
Well, no, but I'm like the idea of it coming out. Because one, I love Ty Sheridan as Scott. I think he... Oh, by the way, did you find
I have it.
Okay.
I'll get it for you.
I really liked him as Scott, and I want to see more. This is definitely going to be the last hurrah for the Singer-verse of... The Singer Vaughn verse.
For the Fox universe.
So I wanted to go out on a high note.
I won't.
The worst thing
I seen was the poster where they put her in the jacket that Jean wore in Last Stand.
Yes.
And I was like, why would you do that?
It's like, did you guys not remember?
Research. Right.
They
fired those people like three different times before this movie's ever been thought of. And, you know.
I was talking to somebody not too long ago who was trying to convince me that... The Last Stand was actually good because it's the most X-Men movie that's ever been out.
Is it?
And I was like,
you know what feels like the most X-Men movie to me that's come out so far is Deadpool.
Yeah. Deadpool.
Colossus and Negasonic were like really like, you know, mutants that were fighting.
And Deadpool 2 as well, like with them.
Deadpool 2, which, you know, I don't have strong feelings for.
I think Apocalypse had the ability to do it, and they cut out the one scene that they needed with the mall.
They added one scene in too many.
Well, yeah. But the stuff with the mall, if they would have left the stuff with the mall and then they get there.
You watch it in the deleted scenes, and you're like, yeah.
It's like, why did they cut this?
Yeah.
Like,
because they had to put in the Wolverine scene.
And I don't think they needed the Wolverine
scene. I didn't need the Weapon X.
No. Seeing Wolverine... breaks the timeline altogether.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, then it's like, what? You know, you're literally like, what?
Which, you know, for the X-Men, great. Okay, you're kind of on brand there with their convoluted continuity.
I guess.
But, I want to be excited for this movie. And
When did the X-Men's continuity become convoluted? Because the 80s X-Men, like, totally makes sense.
After Claremont left.
After Age of Apocalypse, pretty much. Yeah.
So when that happened and Claremont left and Louis Simonson left and all of those like people from the
Image
70s
was formed
and 80s and yeah.
Like all the Image guys who worked on X-Men books
left,
and that you were totally like, I think that's when it went nuts was after Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Cuz I tried to read books after Age of Apocalypse and was like, nope. This is not X-Men.
It's not the same. I mean, it's kind of like DC now.
I mean, when I got in the comics, I literally like was trying to read everything I could.
Right.
So I was buying all the you go to Half Price Books and buy all the old trade paperbacks that you could for $2 a piece because they were half price of what the price was.
Right.
Now they charge like I found Executioner's Song that was originally priced $14.95 for $50, and I'm like, you're not half price books anymore at that point.
Yeah, you're. Three times.
Yeah,
price
you're
books.
Robbing. You're robbing me at that point.
Yeah, three but and a half times books.
I mean, I read like Claremont stuff. I read a lot of this '80s stuff, and I'm like, and then I was like, well, I want to read the Age of Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So I bought everything. I bought every single Age of Apocalypse book that came out.
Right.
Great story.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like their stuff.
Yeah.
And then I tried to read the stuff afterwards, and I'm like, well, this isn't as exciting.
Yeah. It. Like for me, the highlight of X-Men was always the X-Factor stuff.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
then I really was fond of the New Mutants and Excalibur.
Right.
And so, yeah. And then the pre-Dark Phoenix run of that group.
Yeah.
Like, honestly,
I think
like,
I liked it because I watched the Fox cartoon before I read the books.
Yeah.
And I read the books and I'm like, wow, they really like, translated it really well.
So it's funny because the Fox X-Men cartoon came up at work today, and I was saying how I thought which is ironic as all hell that the Fox Spider-Man and X-Men cartoons were really really very true to the comic book characters and the stories and the motivations, and the movies haven't really gotten that right. So
yeah, like Spider-Verse was the closest to what I'd say getting Spider-Man right. As a movie, as a motion picture.
Oh, yeah.
But it was still a cartoon.
Right. I mean, I like Homecoming, right?
Like Homecoming.
And I think you remember, like,
I like
was
Amazing
really...
Spider-Man 1. I like Spider-Man 2.
Right. It's a nice little.
I like Spider-Man one. Yeah. If I was gonna recommend to somebody who's never seen Spider-Man,
right?
No Spider-Man, as you know, Peter Parker and all that. Uncle Ben dies. If I was gonna recommend live action movies to them, it would be Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man, and Homecoming. And so then when we see Far From Home, we'll see.
I mean, you remember when I came out of Homecoming, I was really high on that movie.
Yeah.
Because I even said, I think this might be my favorite Marvel movie, which, you know, I definitely, like, calmed the fuck down on that one. But I was just excited to see a really cool Spidey as a kid.
A really good Spider-Man story that was the teenage Spider-Man, which, you know, is pretty much what everybody should read first.
And was a great balance between Spidey and Peter.
Yeah.
Which I think Andrew struggled with Peter
a little bit,
and I think Toby struggled with Spidey a little bit.
He wanted to be more Peter Parker and less Spider-Man.
I think he wanted to be more serious as well, which was part of it. Like, he wasn't as self-deprecating as I felt like Spider-Man as Spider-Man is. And I feel like Tom being Tom, from what we've seen of this kid, like, is Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a trained balladeer.
The writers.
What's a male ballerina called, by the way?
A ballerina.
Okay. So he's a trained, like, ballet dancer, ballerina.
Yeah. Well, ballet dancer is a fair way to go.
But, so it's trained ballet dancer and gymnast. And if you watch any of the training stuff he did,
he's agile.
It's impressive as all hell. He turned himself into.
So physically, he did what he needed to do.
Right.
The writers and the director.
Yeah.
Come to a realization that I think Sam Raimi had a problem with and Mark Webb had a problem with.
Right.
Spider-Man is Peter Parker.
Yes.
Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Right.
There is no line. They are the same person. It's not like Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Bruce Wayne is just a disguise.
Yeah.
And Batman is the is the person.
Right.
It's not Clark Kent.
Clark
Superman.
Kent is a commentary on humanity. Right.
Yeah.
But
Peter Parker and Spider-Man are just the same dude.
Yeah.
One, you know, it's not neither or, because he's Spider-Man when he's Peter Parker, because that's him.
Yeah, and he's going to run off and do what he needs to do.
Right.
Regardless if he's got the mask.
It's just when he needs to do what he needs to do that's going to protect people, he has to wear the mask for the fact that he has to protect his people.
Right. Right.
And I think that Spider-Verse got that good too. In the sense of Peter teaching Miles, you know, this is how you do it.
Yeah. This is how you do it.
Oh, God.
It's random cast, right?
Well, I guess.
Anyway. I don't know. I have to rewatch Spider-Verse. I haven't watched it. Like, I loved it.
I haven't got it yet. So.
I bought it. Yeah, I mean, on digital. But I really, really liked it. And I'm excited to watch it again.
I'm a cheapskate. I'm not paying $20, and I do want the physical copy. So,
yeah, I don't have room for physical stuff anymore.
I just take them out of the cases and put them in a book. But, you know,
I don't have a lot of room for that right now. I need to clean this
when
place
the internet
out.
Falls. So,
they're all right there.
No, I mean, you know, and the X-Men, like, what is the best voice of the X-Men in a movie? To you, like, you're more the X-Men fan than I, but as a comic book fan, so, I can tell you what my X-Men movie is that feels like true X-Men.
I feel like First Class,
exactly,
is
First
the
Class.
One that got
they got it almost
the
right
idea of X-Men,
yeah,
right, but they picked the wrong five X-Men to feature.
Yeah, it should have been the original.
It should have been, especially with Beast being there.
Like, Mystique could have been there, and that part of the story.
I think they made a problem. The big problem there was, or the big problem with what they've done with Mystique, is they made her the central character because of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Whereas Mystique works much better in small doses.
Right.
She's like a goose, right? She flies in.
Sure.
She shits all over everything.
Yeah.
And then flies out.
Yeah.
And then maybe stops traffic on the way out just to be an asshole.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair. That's a fair way to look at it.
And I think that when you treat Mystique like that, that's when she's at her best. Like, in the more recent books where she essentially owns Mandipore, which is...
is that like Maripore?
No, it's like...
Was it Maripor a place too?
It is. Okay. It might be. That might be how okay. you say it. But anyway, it's an island that is essentially Mos Eisley in the Marvel universe, and
like anybody can go there, and it's like
it's a hive of scum and villain,
right?
And
you know what the rules are on the island,
right?
But if you break the rules, you're dead.
And so, like, you know, she ends up taking it over and, like, being kind of the
master
the ruler. Yeah. And there's a point where in one of the arcs where she has Dazzler, right?
Yeah.
Just in a room. Remember in 7 when he kept the guy alive and had all the tubes?
Yeah.
Like, she has Dazzler in a room like that, sucking out the X gene from her and selling
you
it.
You can do that?
Yeah. Apparently she figured out a way. And, like, but then, like, she's then like putting on the disguise of Dazzler and going out and like letting people think Dazzler's alive and running around in the world. And
but she's still alive. She's just being
right.
Vampired.
She's being.
See that now. That's where I'm like. That's where they lose me with reading comic books.
Yeah.
Now is stuff like that where all of a sudden the X gene is something that you can siphon.
Well, but it's not like you can't give it to humans. It's a drug essentially for other mutants.
That's stupid.
I'm not gonna disagree with you on that statement, but the whole
if
idea
if you're gonna get high, just get high off yourself, siphon it off yourself, and just
the whole idea. And there might have been more to it, and I'm just not remembering.
Maybe it's Dazzler because she sparkles,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to get Jubilee. Oh, she's a vampire
that sparkles.
She doesn't.
I know that'd be funny though if she like had all of a sudden she's a vampire that has Dazzler's powers.
Is it a hot take that they need to stop making Jubilee a thing?
I don't know. I mean. Jubilee's only a thing because of the cartoon.
Yeah, but that's just because they didn't want to
I
use
like the
Kitty
idea
Pryde for whatever
Jubilee
reason.
Jubilee is a vampire, but I don't know that anybody's ever translated it well.
Yeah. I mean, in the comics they have. But
have they really? I
yeah,
mean,
there's
I've
been a
not
few.
Read much of that so, stuff, so.
I
don't even know why or how she's a vampire and
well,
why Blade hasn't come and killed her
she
yet.
She lost her powers during the No More Mutants.
Oh, okay.
So see that right there tells you she's not like someone they consider a key X-Man.
She is not a key
because
X-Man.
They took her powers.
She's on what? The level with like even with powers.
Yeah.
To me, she's on a level with like Rachel Summers and
but Rachel like, Summers is powerful. She's been a Phoenix.
Well, yeah, but still, she's not an important character to the X-Men.
She's not an important
universe.
Character because
that's
X-Men
like a whole
went.
Episode. Like, let's pick our X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, let's build
all
our
right.
own X-Men teams.
We'll do that next week.
Okay.
All
fair
right,
enough.
Cool. We're at an hour.
Fair enough.
All right.
That's
well,
that's you saying I'm done.
I'm tired. No, that's a good idea. We can pick our X-Men. I think
How many members?
7.
We got to go with okay, we're going with 7 members.
Yep.
All right. In my universe, Scott's dead.
That's fine.
Scott's not dead. Scott's a teacher. I feel like Scott should be a teacher.
So let's pick the team.
Yeah.
The like the actual like mutant team.
Yeah.
And then pick 5 teachers and what do they teach?
But they're not part of the team?
They're not part of the team. They don't go on missions.
Fair enough. Jubilee could be a teacher.
Sucking 101.
Wow, no. Pop culture 101.
Maybe.
I don't know Jubilee that well. I know Jubilee from the cartoon.
Does a mall baby? Does a mall baby eat chili fries 101? So
hey, there you go.
All right. On that note,
you
I'm not gonna
your teacher already.
So, yeah, right. That's my class. Does a mall baby eat chili
so
fries 101?
7 X-Men and 5 teachers at the Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
Extraordinarily gifted mutants. I don't know. Yeah, gifted youngsters.
I feel like if I wrote an X-Men book, some of them gifted youngsters would not be mutants.
No.
Yeah.
No,
they'd
just be.
They'd be special.
They
kids.
Have to be special because right. it's about bridging.
Right.
This is the longer. We'll have this discussion next week because I definitely have like feelings about that.
Yeah.
So, and I'm in agreement with what you're saying. So.
Yeah.
All
totally.
Right. Cool. On that note, we will be back next week and then we will be at Star Wars Celebration. And then we'll come back
and
talk about
tired.
That. We'll both be tired.
We're going to be talking about it? Oh,
man. All right. On that note, we'll see you guys later.
Later.
The Infest Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.